Well, in the life sciences, there has always been a mystery. When I was in school back in the early 70s, I know that this mystery was being shared, and to medical research students that I've spoken with even in the last year or so, this mystery continues. And the mystery is this: as we've identified through the human genetic matrix, 64 possible combinations of carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. That's what it takes to make DNA in our bodies. As we identify the 64 possible combinations of carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen, we can kind of envision in our mind's eye this rectangular matrix of all of these possibilities, the rows and the columns of all the possibilities. Well, the mystery in the life sciences is why the possibilities are present and we only use about 1/3 of all the possibilities. And when I first heard this, I asked myself the question. I said, well, what does that really mean? What does it mean if we only use 1/3? Does that mean the others are there and we've turned them off, or have they been dormant in our ancient memory for some period of time? And if they were turned on, what would that mean? And it's interesting, when you ask a question like that, even of yourself, even if you don't ask it out loud, you pose that question in creation and an answer comes back, sometimes in unexpected forms. And the first time I asked myself this question, it wasn't 2 hours later, I was in a conversation with a life scientist, and he posed to me a riddle. He said, what is it that humans have in common with guinea pigs, bats, some apes? And I thought for a minute, and I went through all the possibilities, and I really couldn't think of what we had in common. And his answer startled me, and it's something I'd never considered. What he said is that humans, bats, guinea pigs, and some apes are the only mammals that no longer produce vitamin C in their bodies. All other mammals do. And we all know how essential vitamin C is to our health and to our vitality, to our immune functions. Why would something so vital be so distant from us? And I asked him the question. I said, are you telling me that there are no humans that produce vitamin C in their bodies? And he says, as a matter of fact, I'm not saying that. He said, because in recent years now, we've actually documented some humans that are creating vitamin C in their bodies once again. To create the vitamin C in our bodies, we have to have certain combinations of enzymes present. Well, we have the enzymes, they've never been activated. So all the parts are there, it's just never been turned on. And I asked him, I said, well, who is it that's creating this vitamin C in their bodies now? And he said, we've documented it in pregnant women. Pregnant women actually are creating this vitamin C in their bodies for themselves and for their unborn children. And if it happens even once, even if it were one pregnant woman, that's all it takes. If one person is able to achieve that possibility in our presence, they become the living bridge. It's there for everyone else in the holographic model of our life experience. This is the first time I'd ever heard this before. And we asked the question, has it always been this way, or was there a time when we were able to create, to synthesize vitamin C in our bodies? What he said was, from bone marrow studies done from prehistoric skeletons, and as they're going back, carbon dating some of this lineage of primates that appears to have come before us, vitamin C was present. They were capable of creating vitamin C, and something happened. So the mystery, why 2/3 of these codes go unused? If they were used, what would our lives be like? What difference would it make in our lives if we had gone through and switched on all of the genetic possibilities in our world? What would that mean to us? Well, to answer that question, researchers had to come to terms with precisely what these genetic options are all about. One of the great mysteries is when we see these possible codes along our double helix of the DNA molecule, what is the switch that actually turns these things off and on? What parameter do we live in our lives that could possibly have the power to enable or disable DNA in our bodies? While there may be other factors involved, researchers discovered that the eloquent vibratory template each of us lives in our bodies Turning these codes off and on is what today we call emotion. Emotion was the key in the research. Emotion was what determined how our DNA actually encoded within our bodies. The emotion that we hold in our bodies is actually a vibratory template that creates pressure within the cells of our bodies. Our cells are bathed in a fluid medium, in a saline solution. And what we know now is that we may arbitrarily classify emotions as positive and negative, and with those classifications, we can look at the waveforms they produce. Positive vibration, positive emotions, are high frequency, very complex patterns. That means they have many points of pressure in the cells. Negative emotions, low frequency vibrations, are less complex. And that simply means there are less points of pressure in the cells. If we're going to turn all of these codes of DNA on, the best way, perhaps, to do so is to have the maximum number of pressure points in the cell through high frequency vibration, or what we would call positive emotions. And isn't that what the ancient traditions were really inviting us to remember? Compassion, forgiveness, love. Those are the high frequency kinds of experiences, of emotions, and now we know that they're actually creating these vibratory push points inside of the cell, touching the DNA. Well, what I began to understand was that this represents a powerful possibility and a tremendous opportunity to develop what we now call an internal technology of thought, feeling, and emotion, allowing us, perhaps for the first time in a long time, the greatest expression of what it means to be human in this world.